For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team opens up the season this Sunday with an exhibition game against Manitoba, joined by senior captain defenseman Graham McCormick out of Thunder Bay. To be blunt, last year didn't end very well. How have you guys used that as motivation this offseason to get ready?
Well, we certainly haven't forgot about it. You know, something like that stings, and you got to use it the next year to push you that much farther. And I know everyone used it this offseason to work extremely hard in the gym and on the ice, and it's going to pay off.
Looking back on the ice last year, you guys did a lot of good things. Didn't get rewarded necessarily as often as you probably would have liked, but second half of the season, you guys played great. How can you carry that over, even though you've had 4 or 5 months now off?
Well, I mean, those last 22 games, we figured out what works, and you got to do a lot of the little things right. You got to work hard. You got to take care of yourself. You got to work smart, and you got to take care of your own zone. And we haven't forgot about that. Even though there's been some time in between, we've got that instilled in us, and it was a really good step in the right direction. I think this year it can continue on for sure.
There's no doubt that you guys are going to miss Wendell, Rendell, and Prapp. Are you ready for increased ice time?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to a few people over the offseason. They kept on saying, well, your minutes are definitely going to go up. You know, I was with Prapp in the last few minutes of every period, and penalty killed with them and power played with them, and so, you know, with them being gone, I'm going to have to play a little bit more and take on a bigger role. But, you know, I'm excited for it, and I take it as a big responsibility.
You mentioned that the last time BSU played an exhibition game was your freshman year. Back then, coaches couldn't get with you until 12 hours before an exhibition game started. You were pretty much thrown to the wolves, weren't you?
Yeah, it was basically just go out there and show me what you got, which is good. I mean, the young guys are going to enjoy that. It's kind of a good buffer for them before they get thrown into league play. But yeah, back then I was wide-eyed skating around. I was playing with Jake Arashenko, and a couple times he had to tell me, you know, where to be and what to do, which was pretty funny. But, you know, he coached me, and I'm going to have to do the same for the young guys.
You guys have been able to get on the ice, though, as captains and show some of the younger guys what it's like and what's expected of them. How have they absorbed all that info?
I think they've been great. You know, they're good listeners. They're excited, and they want to earn a spot, which is great. And that's all you can really ask for, is that they work hard and they're attentive and they listen. So, with the upperclassmen, we've just been trying to show them the ropes and show them that we work hard here and we do the right thing. And they've definitely, showed us.
Looking back at last year, that first game, Brett Beauvais played pretty darn well in a pretty big time atmosphere. It is possible for a freshman to succeed, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, talk about getting thrown to the wolves, you know, packed. Ralph, he did very well and continued on through the rest of the season. So for nothing against Manitoba, but, you know, it should be a bit of a dial back for these kids coming in for experience-wise and atmosphere. So if Brett can handle the Ralph being jammed to the gills, then these guys can handle Manitoba.
Best of luck.
Thank you.